From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Coast Guard rescuing six mariners aboard disabled vessels in three separate cases off the coast of Humboldt County Saturday. A Good Samaritan vessel, the Judah Paul, assisted a Coast Guard Station Humboldt Bay 47-foot motor lifeboat crew with that first rescue, which began 5 miles off Cape Mendocino just before noon. The second case took place 8 miles north of the Humboldt Bay entrance at 1 p.m., and the final case began around 3 p.m. near the location of the first rescue off Cape Mendocino. Station Humboldt Bay boat crews towed all three vessels to harbor in Humboldt Bay. The Humboldt County District Attorney's Office looking for help from the public finding 45-year-old Michelle Lynn Inboden, who has an outstanding felony warrant for drug possession for sale, as well as multiple misdemeanor warrants for petty theft and providing false identification to a peace officer. The warrants were issued by Superior Court Judge Christopher Wilson July 31st, when Inboden failed to appear in court for sentencing. If you have information on Inboden's whereabouts, contact your local law enforcement agency. 75 homes now destroyed along with 68 other structures as the Mendocino Complex fire grows to 273,000 acres. The River Fire is at just under 49,000 acres, 58% contained. The Ranch Fire, 225,000 acres, 21% contained. Monday, crews are looking at burning out and tying in containment lines. The Ranch Fire continues to grow in the north and southeastern directions, threatening communities in the fire's path. The terrain on the northern quarter of the Ranch Fire makes it challenging to access the fire front directly. Many crews will be on the ground in the communities threatened by the fire, providing structure protection. As there's increased containment and success on the River Fire, resources are being mobilized to help with the Ranch Fire. A 29-year-old person still unidentified, killed after being hit by an SUV Saturday. Authorities say Brian Perez was driving southbound on 101 north of Herrick Avenue at about 50 miles an hour. It appears a male pedestrian ran directly in front of him from the left. Perez braked and tried to avoid the pedestrian but could not. The front of his vehicle struck the pedestrian. He was taken to St. Joseph Hospital where he was pronounced dead. Perez uninjured. He was determined not to be under the influence of alcohol or drugs. The 36th Annual Arcata Lantern Floating Ceremony taking place on Saturday at Arcata Marsh and Wildlife Sanctuary's Klomp Lake. The City of Arcata's Nuclear Free Zone Committee began the Arcata Lantern Floating Ceremony 36 years ago. It commemorates the U.S. atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945. Lanterns will enter the water at sunset. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.